The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recently proposed screening for those who have a high risk of lung cancer. That includes current or former smokers age 55 or older who smoked a pack a day for 3 decades and have smoked within the past 15 years. Elizabeth Gore is a doctor at the Medical College of Wisconsin who specializes in the treatment of lung cancer. She says screening those with a higher risk might detect disease earlier and increase survival rates.
Generally, how we've managed lung cancer is either you find it incidentally in someone who doesn't have symptoms because you're getting some kind of imaging for another reason, or a patient has much more advanced disease that's causing symptoms and problems. And at that point, it's frequently less treatable for cure. We can certainly manage it and manage symptoms.
The online tool of the American Lung Association asks visitors a series of questions to help determine if the benefit of a low-dose CT scan would outweigh the risk. By screening at-risk individuals, the American Lung Association estimates between 3,000 and 4,000 deaths could be prevented annually across the country. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.